because of the history.
Well, that's Jen Psaki all but admitting that there just aren't the votes for H.R. 1 or H.R. 4, which now are SB 1 and SB 4. The votes just are not there. Now the question is, what is the next step? Will legislators, will members of the Senate just walk off the floor and deny the Republicans a quorum? Don't know. But it's going to get interesting because they got to do something. I mean, they got people who are, I'm talking about the Democrats, are, well, they're simply put, depending on these people in the Senate to bring home the bacon, so to speak, to bring home H.R. 1, to federalize our elections, to legalize ballot harvesting nationwide. It's bad for America, and hopefully cooler heads will prevail. Stay with us. More to do. We are just a matter of weeks away from the start of school on August 9th. August 9th. I think I've got it down. Anyway, Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board trustee, will join us. What are the challenges ahead for CCSD? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Military effort during the war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Over the course of the nearly 20-year Afghanistan war, Afghan interpreters and others assisted U.S. troops. And now the United States is helping them safely leave the country. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the evacuations will occur during the last week of July. President Biden has faced pressure from lawmakers in both parties to evacuate Afghan military helpers before the U.S. military withdrawal is complete. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The heat wave is slowly subsiding in the west, but the region remains parched and wildfires continue to ravage the land. In California, Rose Roberts, whose house survived the wildfire, says it's sad that so many of her neighbors lost their homes in the Beckworth Complex fire.
I had been told by my niece who worked for the fire department that my shed had gone, so I wasn't surprised here. I was surprised the house was still here. It was scary when we left here.
There are 68 active large fires burning, consuming over a million acres of land. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports inflation at the wholesale level jumped 1% in June, pushing price gains over the past 12 months up by a record 7.3%.
Nearly 60% of the June gain in wholesale prices reflected a jump in the cost of services, led by higher margins received by wholesalers and retailers. Food costs at the wholesale level were up 0.8%, while energy costs rose a full 1%. Core inflation, which excludes food and energy and the trade margins, rose 0.5% in June.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell signaled no imminent change in the Fed's ultra-low interest rate policies. On Wall Street, the Dow by 44 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Mojo would swallow things whole. A chicken carcass, a bird nest, and assorted stones and sticks. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing the hair right off of his legs.
DINOVITE.com.
On the Dynavite, all of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you love your dog, you need to put him on Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Because of the coronavirus, there will be a very significant change in the traditional medal ceremonies at the Tokyo Summer Olympics. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Clark County residents that tested positive for COVID-19 over the last month probably visited a casino, restaurant, or grocery store. That according to Southern Nevada Health District's list of the most common possible exposure sites. Data shows where a person who has tested positive for the coronavirus traveled in the 14 days prior to their test result. Clark County has experienced a resurgence in COVID-19 cases since early June, shortly after the Silver State went back to 100% capacity. Hospitalizations among the infected has more than tripled, and the test positivity rate is back to double digits, with Clark County's two-week rate hitting 11.3% yesterday. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has designated Clark County as a sustained hotspot, meaning it has a high case count and may be at higher risk for experiencing healthcare resource challenges.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Our problem reported on the Southwest Beltway. This is going to be found on 215 eastbound, just past the Jones exit. Eastbound 215 after Jones. Again, that is in the Southwest and still working that much earlier accident. It's really tying things up through the resort corridor. It's on 15 southbound at Charleston, and that backup's been there pretty much all day. Southbound 15 at Charleston and 215 eastbound at Jones. Those are the big trouble spots this afternoon. This evening, a new wreck on the surface streets is on North Decatur at Washington still. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, hybrids, mountain bikes, road bikes, and the latest e-bikes. Visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided hiking or biking outdoor tour, just visit EscapeAdventures.com. Joining us now, I looked at the calendar. I said, man, we're just weeks away from the start of school, August 9th. This is unbelievable. It's time to get Kevin Child on. Kevin Child joining us, the former Clark County School Board trustee member who joins us. Kevin, how you been? You staying cool?
It's murder out here. It's really hot, huh? But I'm hoping everybody else is cool and listen to you and I today.
Isn't that the truth? I looked at the calendar and I said, man, we are just now weeks away from the start of school, from the teachers coming back. About 5 days later, they bring the kids back. And I wanted to get with you just to kind of give us a snapshot of where we are. We finished the year, it seems like just yesterday, probably because it was.
It was.
But I'm just curious what the challenges will be come August 9th when the kids come back, the teachers are back, and we begin another school year.
Well, as you know, Kevin, they're pretty set up on where they're going to start and end up with, because they have a plan, because they've been doing this for years. But the big deal is teacher shortages, and that's not just here in Nevada. It's all across the country. And I believe we have about a 700 shortage of teachers right now in the Clark County School District.
Mm. Explain how that happens. We know years in advance when school will start in August. We know it'll be August 9th. We know that now. We've known that for a long, long time. My question is, why does this keep happening year after year after year after year?
Because people don't want to go into school teaching. And again, in other parts of the country, they pay a little bit more. We're on our pay scale about 28th ranked when it comes to paying our teachers. And they say we're the lowest. No, we're not. We're in like 20, 28, 29 in the salaries. But here's the deal. People don't want to be a teacher anymore because of the salary, and especially when you have student debt. When you go to college and you pay, you know, $60,000, $70,000 for your degree, and you're only going to get a $42,000 job, does that make sense?
Yeah. In fact, I was with a first-year teacher, and she's already got $40,000 of student loan debt.
Yeah, and they got to change that in college. I don't think that you have to have a bachelor's or a master's degree. I believe that, you know, you should be able to be a teacher after an associate arts degree. So we need to straighten that out in our, you know, higher ed. And let these people go in the classroom and teach with another teacher, because they'll learn a lot faster instead of doing other curriculum in higher ed for more money that takes more money out of their pocket. There again, if I'm going to get a college degree and I'm going to pay $60,000, I want a $150,000 job or a $100,000 job so I can actually pay my student debt off.
Why not just pay more? And normally when you have a shortage of employees, potential employees, the price of their labor goes up. Why not just, instead of paying $40,000, $45,000 a year to a first-year teacher, why not pay them $60,000?
Well, that's what we've tried to do before, but here's the thing. An average school district employee for the Clark County School District, right, the salary is right now at about $82,000. So most of them, the average, are making at least $82,000, and that's with their benefits and everything. So you got to look at it's the ones to bring in. Yes, do we need to pay them more? Yes, and you'll get a better quality of teacher, and they won't be struggling and having the problems that they have in their life about paying bills, and they can concentrate on their educational, you know, teachings in the classroom.
Let me just ask you this whole notion, and James Guthrie, the noted expert on education and a guy that's familiar with our situation here, he had suggested that we go to a system where we pick out teachers, maybe one or two a school, and they, you know, we recruit them from MIT and from major universities across the country, and we lure them here with jobs that pay $150,000 in their first year. Is that achievable? Is that just a pipe dream, or is that something with it that we could accomplish?
Well, being a former school board trustee and helping manage a $2.8 billion budget, it's kind of a pipe dream. Do I want people to be paid for what they're worth? Absolutely. Do I want school choice? That goes into school choice. I believe those teachers that want to be something, you know, the MITs and stuff, that there should be magnet schools for every kid to get in, to go in and learn. Because, again, school choice makes a public school better. But, again, when I was a school board trustee, we had school choice. This is, we created magnet schools. And magnet schools are actually school choice that you can put in your, you know, your name on, and your kid has to qualify, and then they'll draw, and then they'll be able to get in that school. I think almost we should have a lot more magnet schools so they don't have to be on a drawing, that every school should do great. And that's, again, that's your employees. If you don't have good employees, you're not going to get, guess what, great outcomes.
Let me just ask you, though, as far as the teachers themselves, what are the challenges they're going to face? Is this going to be back to the 2019 school year kind of thing, where everybody will be mask-free? Will the students have masks? Will the teachers have masks? What are they going to face come August 9th?
Well, masks are optional if it's over third grade and up. And if you're not vaccinated, you have to wear a mask. But I don't know how they're going to address that. They were talking about that last Thursday night at the board meeting. But third grade and under have to be masked. I know CDC came out with the different guidelines, and they're looking at it. I don't know if they're going to address it. But again, keep a mask on a kindergartner, first grader, or a third grader is going to be pretty hard. But if those kids did catch it, if you look at what's going on, or the CDC, or how this virus works, it's no more like the flu to hit the kids. It's a less than a half percent that a child will have a problem, Kevin.
So in other words, there are going to be masks in the classroom, at least among the younger kids, or what
third
about
grade,
for the older kids?
Second grade, first grade, and kindergarten.
And above that?
It'll be if they didn't have the vaccine, they have to wear a mask.
And now I'm sure you can remember. I certainly remember the day when, in order to go on that first day of school, that you had to have your smallpox vaccine, your shots, and that was just a part of going back to school. Is that something that we're going to be faced with now? Are we still going to be faced with it?
Well, it's pretty hard because it's not following the FDA guidelines, because this vaccine, remember, it's not FDA approved. This is an experimental vaccine. And what you're going to do is you're taking it on the pretext that nobody's going to be responsible what happens to you if you take the shot. Not that I want to discourage anybody to take the shot, but again, there's some people that don't want the shot, and I always say choice. A lot of people say choice. I believe in choice. If you don't want to take the shot, guess what? That's your problem. That's your whatever you want to be. But I hate when people shame people into saying, or like, I guess the new Biden administration, they want to go door to door now. Why? We don't live in a communist country, I believe, not yet.
Wow. Former Clark County School Board Trustee Kevin Child, are there still teachers that don't want to go back into the classroom, that don't feel safe going back into the classroom?
Yes, there are, and that's okay. That's a choice.
And what happens to them?
They'll be online learning, and there's other parents that don't want to send their kids to school, and they addressed that issue. So they will have an online curriculum for those children, those families, and those teachers, which is all right. That's fine, because, again, if you don't want to do the shot, if you're still afraid of this, they've got plenty of, you know, they put a lot of the CARES money in there for this until we get through the whole thing. But nobody's ever talked about, you know, the regular immunity, you know, your natural immunity, that if people got the virus and all of a sudden they're self-immune. You haven't heard anybody talk about this, Kevin. And there's a lot of people that had this virus, and they don't need a shot.
Again, Kevin Child joining us, former Clark County School Board trustee. But what I don't understand is, how can they go back to distance learning, even for a handful of students, when Jesus Jara admitted that distance learning did not work.
Well, it's going to be a small amount, so it's not going to be a larger amount that you're going to have 30 kids online per class. And you have to understand that we have a shortage of classrooms still in the Clark County School District. I think it comes out to around 400 classrooms we're short of, and we're still overcrowded in the Clark County School District. And even now, Kevin, we're still growing as a community. We keep on adding people, but we don't keep on adding schools. We're about 35 schools behind in building newer schools on property that's around the Vegas Valley.
But I thought, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought we lost 20,000 students to the pandemic, that they just walked away from CCSD. That should open up 20,000 slots.
Well, of course, and then what you're going to do, they're anticipating that a lot of these kids will come back right now. I think it was ended the school year, was about 305,000 students, and that was about 17,000 kids that the Clark County School District lost in their budget.
Mm.
So that's like $170 million that the Clark County School District lost out of their budget. Because each student, remember we talked before, is worth about $10,215. And that's what each student's worth when they come through that door of the Clark County School District or a charter school if they take it. I believe that money should follow the student if they wanted to go to the private school, but they didn't address that in the legislature this year.
More coming up with Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board trustee. I'm going to ask him about the $500 million of new money devoted to education as a result of the 81st Nevada legislature. Where is that money going? Is it going in the classroom or somewhere else? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekends. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
For many men, divorce brings a bewildering sense of loss. You feel adrift, isolated, like you're the only person in the world. But the good news is, you're not alone. Cordell and Cordell can help guide you through all aspects of divorce. Let us be there for you.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell and Cordell's attorneys or affiliate attorneys in your state. Call 833-MEN-LAW-1. Joseph Cordell, principal partner. Licensed in Missouri and Illinois only. CordellCordell.com.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall with you till 6 o'clock. Don't forget, coming up bottom of the hour, Chuck Muth evaluates the gubernatorial pool, the folks that want to run against Steve Sisolak. Are there any winners in that group? We'll talk about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Kevin Child joining us, former Clark County School Board trustee. You start talking about money and $10,000 a student. I'm curious, the 81st Nevada Legislature came up with $500 million new dollars from different sources devoted to education. And my question is, okay, we've got the money. Where does the money go?
All right, so you're going to look at, you're going to, of course, the teachers are going to look at their raises, so they'll go into negotiations by raises. We'll see what the school board trustees and the CCAA will negotiate out of their late raises. And then you will have, the rest will go into programs. And again, what they did in the last legislative session, I believe it was, I'm trying to remember the bill, I think it was SB 439, and to address this, how much money that each school was going to get. Of course, Walsh will get their money, and the other 15 counties, and then, of course, CCSD gets the brunt of it. They'll get most of it, believe it or not. I think they go from 7,900 up to $9,000 a student. Then you add your, again, federal dollars on top of that, Kevin.
Are you satisfied that enough money, enough of that money, is going to go towards the classroom? We always talk about how, you know, money gets siphoned off for assistant principals and different programs, but that the money never quite reaches the classroom. Are you satisfied that a bunch of this $500 million will be going into the classroom?
Well, this depends. Like, you know, we need to make sure that the basics are taught, like reading, writing, and arithmetic. We have a lot of ELL students, which we have underfunded many years in the Clark County School District, and the legislators have always cheated that. Well, now they should have enough money to implement a great ELL program, which would mean the English learning language, is making sure that our children can actually learn English, speak English, and do, you know, what it takes to make it in our marketplace today. Then our special needs, we've always been underfunded. Now it looks like they'll have plenty of money that they can fund all the special need classes, which I'm really excited about because we have a lot of kids that need special needs. So again, and then there'll be programs where we need reading, like reading, read by three, and more Zoom classes, because again, they try to get rid of some of these classes, and now that you have that extra money, you can do extra work to make sure the student, you can, again, that money has to follow the student. And so you have to assess that student. And this is a big part of it. There's a lot of people now that they put a division in where they're looking at how to take care of the needs of all students.
When can we start demanding accountability? We're putting all this money into schools. We got teachers getting raises. We got this and that and Zoom programs and victory schools. And at what point should we see the needle move and go from 50th or 48th to 35?
Well, we need parents to be involved and ask those questions. They need to show up. I mean, it's your child. We need to make sure you show up. Your voice is heard because every voice should heard. Hold those school board trustees accountable for their actions. Don't be afraid to go to these meetings. They're on, you know, every first Thursdays and every third Thursday, and then they have a work session on